Our Monday morning guest is a very special guest because it is a very special week and an incredible time for KYNT Radio. We are celebrating 70 years. The big celebration will be on Thursday. But this morning, I get a visit with somebody that I'm really meeting for the first time. It's a former owner in Dean Sorensen. Dean, good morning and welcome back to radio.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be invited. A pleasure to be with you and your listeners this morning.
Okay, let me ask, because I really don't know. Where am I visiting with you? I know it's not in South Dakota. Where are you right now?
I'm outside of Phoenix, Arizona. We have a winter residence, and we are here for the winter stint, and we have been for a number of years. It's not South Dakota, but it's not a bad place to spend a couple months when the snow is deep.
Well, as you probably heard, it's been a pretty uneventful winter, so I bet you Phoenix has still been very nice, though.
Very nice. That's right. You're right. Thank you.
We've never met. We never worked together, but we share in the community of KYNT just at different times. So it's a real honor for me to visit with you, and you were a former owner, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. We were around there from about 1972 through 2009, I believe we were in the ownership role.
That's a long, long time.
Yep, we had 30-some years, I believe, and it was a great time. And, of course, I still think Yankton's a great town, a great place to do business, and some wonderful folks and memories of that area.
Where did you grow up, and how did you get to radio? How did radio come to you?
Well, I grew up in South Dakota, with my story. I always claim as Mitchell is kind of my hometown. I went to high school in Mitchell and came right out of high school. The day after high school is the 4 p.m. to 12 midnight transmitter overseer and occasional on-air jock at that time. And I've just been in the business since. I had a company that we operated that we started out in Pier in 1971, and Yankton was our first expansion out of Pier when we came there. I guess it was in June of 73, I believe, if my memory holds. And we had a great experience in Yankton, and a lot of good friends still around there that we remember fondly. And, of course, we've always been proud of the Yankton radio scene with KYNT and your involvement there. And great to have you aboard now. Thank you.
I have really enjoyed my time here. I think it's a special station, and things are really going well, and I appreciate the history of it as well. I'm wondering, what kind of owner were you? Because I've known a lot of different owners in radio. There are some that are very hands-on. There are some that are on the air and do commercial work and write copy and sell. What kind of an owner were you?
Well, I was all of those things, I would say. I came out, of course, as mentioned earlier, I came out of programming, so I always felt that being on air was an admirable part of the radio business. Although I was an absentee owner, that I did not live in Yankton at any time, I was an active absentee owner. I was in the market every month, and I didn't make the decisions. The local manager made the decisions, but I was there to be a resource, and I showed up and had coffee with the staff and maybe had a sales meeting or a visit with the programmers, and I was involved. There's one era back in about 1986 where we were in between managers, and I just found a condo in Yankton and moved down there as an interim manager myself. The staff and a couple of my corporate associates decided after a couple months that was probably not the best use of my talents. I confused them more than I trained them, and so they upped me out of that role. But I was in Yankton a lot. I like that role.
And you still know your way around town, I'm sure. And, of course, you probably know that we have moved. We're on Broadway. When you were in ownership of the station, was it down by the bridge?
It was, well, we put it by the bridge. I'll give you, if you want, the history of the locations.
Love it.
Some people will still get some memory. The station started, and at that time was the Fred Leach Financial Building. It was on 3rd Street. I believe it was right there in the alley, west of the alley. And I believe it was right across the alley from the savings and loan. It was on the second or third floor. That's the first time I visited KYNT. I was still a high school kid, and I was second or third floor and visited the station at that time. I don't know what I was doing in Yankton, but we were there, and I must have had some interest in radio. Then the station moved to the Cochee Motel, which in about 1962 or thereabouts was a new motel, bowling alley, restaurant complex up on the north side of town. I think the bowling alley probably may still be there. That was a fantastic layout, and the radio station, one of the most modern layouts in the country at that time. After that, it moved down to North Walnut, just a couple doors north of the 3rd Street corner. And it was upstairs. I don't remember what was on the main floor, but it was used to be the Moose Lodge, I believe, at one time. Down south a little bit from the newspaper office. And then I moved it in about 82 to, I call it the old Federal Land Bank building down there by the bridge. And yes, I visited, my wife and I visited your new quarters there on the Radio Row. And what a nice facility you have for today's type radio. Good for you guys.
I imagine that you saw all of the old radios in the museum that we've built here.
I have even sent you a couple. There's a couple that came out of my very sparse collection, which I knew wasn't going to grow, and I thought, where's a good home for these? So I talked to your manager, Kurt Dykstra, into accepting them, and I assume they're on display down there. I shipped them down with somebody. But, yeah, I love those old radios. That's a lot of history there. Talking about the history of your station, the first general manager of the radio station was Bill Johnson. And Bill is the grandfather of South Dakota's Congressman Dusty Johnson. Little local politics and radio history in one swoop there for you, Jeff.
Isn't it nice getting back to the radios, to know they're here, that a piece of you or a part of you is still with the operation today? I really like that feeling, and I hope that's meaningful to you.
It is. It is. Yeah, they are sweet units and a lot of history there, and radio in the middle of the living room was a different experience than the early days of our media. It was.